Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. Eleven years ago, Stephanie Hosford received two pieces of life-changing news within the span of 3 days. She was diagnosed with triple-negative breast cancer, and she found out she was pregnant, all while going through an adoption process at the same time. After a whirlwind of days, Stephanie discovered she could undergo treatment at City of Hope and still safely carry out her pregnancy. Today, Stephanie is happy, healthy, and raising 3 children in California. Following her experience, Stephanie wrote a book titled Bald, Fat, and Crazy to help share her story with others, while adding in a little humor, too. We spoke with her about the book and her advice for others going through their own whirlwind with cancer.
So you received two pieces of life-changing news in pretty much a matter of 3 days, a triple-negative breast cancer diagnosis, and then you also found out that you were pregnant. What was running through your head when you found all of this out in such a short period of time?
Oh, man. Total confusion, you know, and disbelief. I couldn't believe that everything was happening at once. But, I mean, overwhelming fear really was the overriding emotion, because I just had no idea what would become of me or the pregnancy or anything. So that was my initial reaction.
Okay. And can you tell us about what your treatment options were at the time and ultimately how shared decision-making with Dr. Paz led you to the treatment that you actually ended up receiving?
Sure. Well, my treatment options, I really didn't know at first what would happen. You know, I didn't know what age I was or what type or anything, or if I'd have to go through chemo or anything. So we actually first, before meeting with Dr. Paz, we went to 3 other places and they told me that my treatment options were going to be surgery and chemo and then possibly radiation, but that I should not continue with the pregnancy. So, you know, knowing that I had to go through all that, because with triple negative, that's just what you have to do. And I was only 37, so they really wanted to, you know, put me through all the treatment available, but said, you know, you'd have to terminate the pregnancy. So, well, my husband set up the appointment with Dr. Paz at City of Hope, and, you know, I didn't want to go because I didn't want to hear for a fourth time that, you know, what I'd have to go through and having to terminate. But I went. You know, he said, okay, this is the last one, and, you know, after this, we know, obviously, what we have to do. So when I went to see Dr. Paz, he told me that, yes, I would be needing chemotherapy and surgery, and so he agreed with the treatment plan, but the difference was that he said I could keep going with the pregnancy, that they knew how to treat me while I was pregnant.
Great, and can you maybe describe how this shared decision-making made you feel, and I guess more of a relief, ultimately, when you found out that you finally visited the fourth doctor and found out that you could keep your pregnancy and also, you know, be treated for this cancer that you just received a diagnosis for?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's obviously what I wanted to hear. I just wasn't hearing it from the other doctor. So, but something in me was just telling me that, you know, this can be done. I'd done a little bit of research on it, and I knew that it had been done before. It's just that it wasn't necessarily recommended. But I think this was also a while ago, so there was not as much evidence that this could be done, and there were no studies on it. You know, you can't really treat people, and, you know, there was no formal study saying that this was an okay thing to do. So I think most doctors were just a little afraid of taking all that on, but City of Hope was not. And so once Dr. Paz told me that, yes, they would do it, and it's not like he hesitated. He just said, oh, we've done it before. We can do this for you. And of course, that made all the difference. And so where I was, you know, going in there completely devastated to that appointment, I actually came out with hope and a smile. Finally, you know, and that night I took my first prenatal vitamin. So it changed everything. I had pretty much given up on the pregnancy. I had even asked him, what sparked his answer was that I had asked him, so when's the best time for me to terminate? Because I had heard it so many times before. And he said, you don't need to. So right then I thought I had misheard him, but I hadn't. And so, that's when everything just completely changed and I regained my hope in medicine and myself. Yeah.
Great. And do you mind if I ask how your health is today?
Oh, I've been totally cleared and what they say cured. It's been 11 years and everything's fine. And my daughter is 10 years old and everything was fine. And then she gets straight A's and she is like totally kick-ass soccer player on club soccer. So there's like nothing wrong.
Great. And so to kind of go following your diagnosis, we often talk about a new normal after receiving a cancer diagnosis. With you, getting this diagnosis and then finding out that you're about to be a mom of three, how did you approach finding this new normal and, a new way of life almost after a breast cancer diagnosis?
Well, I would say, cancer definitely changes you. I mean, your outlook, your physical body, obviously, after surgery and treatment. I've come back from everything as much as I possibly can, but I would say the new normal is more of an emotional one, especially this far down the line. And, and my family obviously changed, so things got a little crazy. I mean, they're always crazy because you have three kids, so what family with three kids isn't a little crazy, but as far as emotionally, it's always going to be different. I mean, people come to me with the issues as far as, cancer is concerned. They'll come to me for advice or something. They all talk about perspective and wanting to put things in perspective. And that's actually very true. You need not to worry about those little things after you've been through. Sometimes it's hard because it's been so long that it's hard to remember what life was like before all this. 11 years is kind of a long time to have the new normal. And I accepted the new normal a long time ago. So, the fact is, too, for me, why mine was a little different was because, it wasn't just cancer. It was the pregnancy. It was the adoption, too. So, it all sort of was rolled into one. So there was a huge change as far as our family went, but it's hard sometimes to separate out, what's cancer related and what's just, your family grew by two more kids, from one to three really quickly. So, if that would happen without cancer, that would be a crazy new normal, right? Mm-hmm. But, so parenting, I was already a parent to my son, so it's not like hadn't been parenting, but as far as parenting three, you have to divide and conquer and things get crazy with activities and such, but that's just sort of a normal, family growth sort of issue. So the cancer part is a little bit different. There's definitely a before cancer, mentality and an after. So, and it is hard to remember what it was before, other than I think before I thought that, I never really thought about cancer. You think like, that doesn't happen to me, that happens to other people. So it sort of breaks the seal on that whole idea that, things can happen to you. So you do tend to be a little more on alert for things, And I think that's true of any cancer survivor. You're more alert for recurrence of cancer or new cancer, things like that, and you realize that it can happen.
Definitely. Okay, so you wrote a book called Bald, Fat, and Crazy. Can you tell us a little bit more about the book and what it's about?
Well, it's just about my story. The bald part, of course, being the cancer chemo part. The fat part was more the pregnancy, and then the crazy was just all of it together. So this is my story about, you know, what I went through. And the reason I wrote it really was because, you know, when I was going through all the cancer treatment, it was really hard to find a book that wasn't super clinical or just wasn't very positive, you know, or was a little too irreverent of cancer, you know, because it still is a serious disease. And so I just wanted people who are going through, and it doesn't even have to be cancer, it could be anything, you know, for any rough time, but cancer, I think people could definitely relate to, and I've been told that many times definitely helps them just to have someone else to relate to. It has a lot of humor, believe it or not, you know, and it wasn't at all funny when I was going through it, but of course, you know, years later, and writing about it, it was a lot easier to sprinkle in humor. So it's not, I mean, it's got a lot of humorous parts to it where people can definitely relate to. So it's helped people from what I've heard out there in the emails that I get, you know, so that if it helps people get through, you know, a rough patch with cancer or anything, then that is great.
So you kind of touched on this a little bit, but what would you say is the number one thing that you want others to take away from your book after reading?
Yeah, you know, I really wanted people to read an honest account of a cancer story. I want to leave them with hope that there are success stories out there, and, you know, if there's no reason why they can't have a positive outcome, you know, to keep people hopeful and to be able to share a little bit. I think people appreciate honesty, and that's what I've heard mostly when people read it, as they say, you know, you were just so honest, and we really appreciate that. You know, I didn't hold back on some things, or I didn't get too overly clinical either. So I wanted people to be able to have something to make them smile.
And so looking back over your entire experience, what would you say is the biggest thing that you took away from your journey with breast cancer?
You know, I think it changed my perspective as far as everybody's going through something, you know, whether it be cancer or anything else. It doesn't have to be cancer, of course, but, you know, you never know on the surface what people are going through. So to cut people some slack, you know, they could be just having a bad day, or maybe they're really going through something really difficult. You know, because I was very private when I was going through it. You know, I didn't want people to know. And so I covered that up for a long time because I was so confused myself about what was happening. So I think just to give people some space and realize that, you know, everybody goes through their own journey that they're going through as well.
To read more, visit curetoday.com. Tune in next week when we speak with three storytellers who shared their experience on life with recurrent ovarian cancer during the Our Way Forward event in Philadelphia. Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.